Hello, and welcome to the Spring 2011 Retail Marketing Virtual Conference and Expo, presented by Retail Online Integration Magazine. I'm Alexis Luciano, Director of eLearning for ROI, and I'm pleased to introduce another great on-demand webinar, How Promotions Are Changing in Retail Marketing. This past holiday season may go down as the year of the promotion. Not a day went by when a retailer didn't offer some type of cents-off or discount promotion to their customers or prospects. And this year, unlike years past, most of these promotions were delivered via the social or mobile channel. You can bet that for most retailers, this is the way they'll continue to be delivered this year and next. In this session, we'll discuss best practices and offer great examples around social and mobile promotions. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most out of your viewing experience today. First, if you have any technical difficulties and are viewing this webcast as part of the live day, please visit us in the information booth to get live help. If you're viewing on demand, please shoot us an email at virtualshowinfo@napco.com and someone will get back to you promptly. To get a PDF version of the slide presentation for future reference, click on the Download Slides button on the console. If you leave this session at any time or would like to view it again later, you can access the entire presentation from the auditorium in the Retail Marketing Virtual Conference and Expo On Demand environment, which will be open for 3 months beginning on Monday, April 18th. Finally, if you're on Twitter, we can encourage you to tweet about this session using hashtag #RMV11. We have two great speakers here today to discuss social and mobile promotions. Karen Webster is the CEO of Market Platform Dynamics, where she advises clients on how to find, ignite, and monetize innovation with social and mobile commerce. Joining Karen is Steve Roberts, founder and CEO of ShopText, a mobile shopper, loyalty, and promotions platform. Without further ado, let's turn it over to our speakers. Karen?
Thanks, Alexis. It's great to be here, and I'm going to really focus on the social aspect of retail promotion. But I thought it first might be interesting to provide a little bit of context about the changing face of retail promotion and something that certainly we're seeing as consumers and using as retailers who are interested in engaging with their customers. There are really two technologies that are changing the way customers do engage, and it really is about the mobile phone and about social networks, in particular Facebook. It's a great way to communicate, send offers, and retailers are doing it using a variety of technologies. 2010 was an interesting year, but I think 2011 and beyond will become even more interesting as technologies are really enabling richer and more interesting mashups between data and the technology platforms themselves that really blur the physical and online experience for consumers and give merchants an opportunity to really acquire and retain customers in new and more cost-effective ways. So let's really get into the discussion of social commerce and start with the basics. When we talk about social commerce, we really talk about it in a very simple context. It's really about helping people connect where they buy and helping people buy when they connect. It's a very simple concept, but obviously, as we'll see in just a few minutes, a very compelling concept if you're a retailer and looking to get engagement with your customers. The reason that we think people should really care about this is where there's buying, there's an opportunity to find and serve customers in new and different ways and certainly acquire new customers, but engage existing customers in ways that perhaps are more cost-effective and value-added than perhaps has been in the past. I thought it would be interesting before we get into some of the ways that retailers are using the platform to really provide some interesting context around why Facebook in particular is such a powerful channel. Well, I think we all probably have Facebook accounts and we know that it's almost ubiquitous, but I thought it would be interesting to kind of put some context around how people are using social networking sites and who these people are. 40% of everyone in the U.S. uses social networking sites. That's about 61% of all internet users, I should say, use social networking sites. I just heard a statistic that 50% of everyone 12 and above now has a Facebook account. Even more interesting is that a third of these internet users post status updates on a very regular basis, once a week. So it isn't just that people are logging on, they're actually engaging. They're communicating with their networks, and their networks are increasingly inclusive of merchants and brands that they fan. I mentioned that 50% of all people in the U.S. 12 and over have a Facebook account, but 99% of all people aged 18 to 24 have a social networking profile. It's an important demographic. It's obviously a very rich demographic from a retailer perspective because they're very active on social networking sites and certainly very active shoppers as well. Even more interesting, the fastest growing group of people on social networks are those between the ages of 50 and 64. And I think we've all probably had the horror of having our parents, who are certainly much older than that, Facebook friend us. So the population of people on Facebook and the awareness of Facebook as a way of engaging with people is really even broader than we might think. So I mentioned that social networks and Facebook really are almost synonymous. It really is that Facebook has become the social network presence for people who are looking to social networks or engage on social networks with their friends. It's 650 million people worldwide. It's about 130 million in the U.S. alone. It represents about 700 billion minutes a month. It's really quite amazing that it's not just about people on Facebook, but it's really increasingly, as I'll show you in just a minute, about how people are spending their time and what they're doing on that channel as well. The typical Facebook user has about 130 friends. They're connected to about 80 pages or groups. They contribute about 90 pieces of content a month, and they share collectively 30 billion pieces of content a month on Facebook. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of opportunity to engage, and I think it does suggest that the platform isn't just about casual communication with friends, but it really is, as more opportunity presents itself to network with friends and other brands, a very powerful engagement platform. I think it goes without saying that Facebook certainly dwarfs all other social networks, including Twitter. It really is the place that people really look to engage and spend their time interacting with people that they know and increasingly trust. I think the one thing that is particularly relevant for the retail community is that Facebook is now beginning to cannibalize a lot of other online activities. So 5.5 hours is really how much time people are spending on Facebook. But what's interesting is that they're really foregoing other online activities in favor of doing things on Facebook, including playing games, sending email, and doing the kinds of things that people used to do off Facebook. They're now doing on Facebook because they're there, they're able to do it, and it's where their friends are doing things as well. So it's not surprising that merchants are really beating a path to Facebook and using it as a platform to create offers and engagement and engage with their fans. A lot of the effort, I think, has been primarily on getting fans. And that's certainly been the first step with what a lot of merchants have done. They put a lot of effort into building fans, getting people to like them so that they can continue to communicate with those individuals who like them in various ways. I would say that the logical evolution, obviously, on Facebook is really to think about how to engage those fans in ways that provide an opportunity to ring the cash register. And there are a lot of experiments happening. I would say that our observation around social commerce is really in three buckets. Virtual campaigns on Facebook that drive traffic to brand websites. So I have the Neiman Marcus logo here. They're certainly, I saw an email today, in fact, in my email inbox, directing me to the midday dash that Neiman Marcus is having today, that really provides me with an opportunity to see what they're promoting, but I have to transact on the brand website in order to actually take advantage of those offers. The next category of commerce is deal sites that advertise on Facebook, and certainly Groupon is very well known in that category, but there are many others like that that advertise on Facebook but drive deals to their own sites on behalf of merchants that may in fact be aligned with those deal sites. And then increasingly there are opportunities for merchants to have storefronts powered by technology providers that enable transacting to happen actually on their merchant fan page themselves. So that's really how we're seeing social commerce kind of align on the platform today. It really is still very early, and as we'll see in just a minute or two, there's lots of additional ways in which social commerce can actually create more engagement on the platform itself. You may think or want to know a little bit more about why merchants are really looking to take that next step and drive engagement on Facebook itself around commerce. Well, I think there are really three reasons why. I mentioned that there are a lot of retailers that have certainly beaten a path to the Facebook fan page door, but it really is now becoming more of a platform for engaging and getting critical mass around internet users specifically who have joined a brand community on Facebook. About 50% of internet users have in fact done that. Of those who have, 71% of them, so nearly three-quarters of those individuals, say that they're more likely to buy that brand after having joined that group. So that's certainly a powerful testimony to engagement once that merchant has taken the step of getting that fan to actually engage and like them. And then I think the most important statistic of all is it really speaks to the power of the platform itself, which is about creating engagement within the network of that particular fan. And about 63% of those who said that they have actually bought the brand after being a fan say that they're more likely to recommend others to join. And that's, of course, the holy grail of social networks. It's really not only having that individual like the brand, but getting others in their community to really want to do the same. The thing that I think is really interesting, the data point that was surprising to me, but I think is a powerful testimony to why social networks and brands and commerce are really coming together in ways that they haven't before, is that for the first time, really since brands have had e-commerce websites, the percentage of people that actually are looking at fan pages versus the percentage of people who are looking at brand websites is really flip-flopped. So, again, it goes back to the point where Facebook in particular is cannibalizing a lot of offline activity onto Facebook itself. It just stands to reason that if people are on Facebook and if merchants have fan pages that are interesting and offers that are interesting, more fans, more Facebook users will prefer to spend time checking things out on the fan page rather than going off to a website to find things that may be a little bit harder to organize. So that is, I think, where Facebook retailers and commerce stand today. But I think a lot of activity could really happen in a way that perhaps technology will enable in new and different ways as we move forward and as technology enables those interactions to happen in a more efficient way. I think today what social commerce has really allowed us to do on Facebook is to connect where I buy, perhaps not so much buy where I connect. And I think that's where the potential for retail promotion on the platform is really is really evident. I think there's the opportunity for relationships with the merchant to be organized around a value proposition that drives engagement, perhaps that drives group engagement, where those groups can be incented to collectively pool their power as a network to buy, using technology that really minimizes the friction at that point of transaction, where then payments can actually be facilitated on that platform itself. So it really is, you know, think of it as a Groupon experience on Facebook fan pages that are merchant hosted, which is really kind of the next frontier. And I think what you're seeing some retailers experiment with already. Sears launched a group buying platform not long ago, where they're really trying to engage their community in ways that benefit themselves, obviously, but benefit the community at large. And Walmart launched something at the end of last year, which is really about giving people an incentive to like the brand. And the more people that like the brand and the more people that like a product, the better the price is for everyone. So I'll leave you with something that we think is kind of interesting. It's a venture that we've been working with and, in fact, have funded. It's a brand called Getta, and it's a brand that allows merchants to enable group buying experiences on their fan page by basically turning their own Facebook fan page into a group buying experience. There are a lot of interesting bells and whistles associated with the experience, but it's one of the first ventures that we've seen that really combines the idea of merchant controlling promotions on their fan page, collective buying experience around items and merchandise that merchants can select and find attractive from their perspective, and incentives for consumers to want to share the deal and get better prices. So with that, Alexis, I'll turn it back over to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Karen. That's great information. Excellent. Next up, we have Steve Roberts, and he will be sharing some more insight with us on how retailers are utilizing mobile. So welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much, Alexis. So today I'd like to focus on some of the elements that Karen just mentioned. In other words, how retailers can use promotion to drive engagement, and then engagement will lead to commerce, particularly as you look at mobile. So usually what we see happening out there is that businesses tend to become overwhelmed very quickly in mobile, mostly because they begin looking at technology in mobile, whether it's apps, devices, QR codes, point-of-sale hardware. And what we like to encourage our clients to do is focus first on shoppers. What are they doing? How do they look at mobile? And one of the things to just start with is, how are people using their phones today? On the left, we have a typical U.S. cell phone user with a flip phone, and on the right, we have the ultimate smartphone. It's really amazing to see, whether you have an iPhone or a flip phone, the number two thing that people are doing is texting. Email features as the number three thing that you do, particularly on a smartphone or BlackBerry, mostly because of the keyboard functionality. And apps, as you can see, don't necessarily feature here as a time element, but you know they're increasingly gaining mind share as retailers and brands are looking at what they can do. The key thing is to notice the usage per day. On the left, it's 40 minutes a day for a regular flip phone user, and on the right, it's 60 minutes a day. So an iPhone user or smartphone is using their phone 50% more time a day. So if the percentage of text, as an example, is the same, you're talking about a lot more minutes being spent doing things like texting. And many people look at texting and think, oh, well, this is just a teen-driven phenomenon. It's not really for me. My target shoppers are much older from a demographic standpoint. And when you back up from that, let's look at a couple of facts. 98% of all mobile phones in the U.S. are text-enabled. That means there's no download, there's no app, there's no training for them to undergo. 70% of the U.S. population send, texts. I have some ComScore data here from July of last year that 155 million people over the half the U.S. population are active texters. They send at least one or more texts a month. And on the right here, we've broken out the 155 million active texters from July 2010 in orange and what percentage of the population that is with the orange line corresponding, and compared that to the blue line is active texters from March of 07, which is about 82 million. And just as Karen mentioned that the 50 and over is one of the fastest growing demos on Facebook, when you compare this, look where all the growth in texting is coming from. It's coming from people 25 all the way out to 65. And if you look at the 50 and over, that's the fastest growing category of users. So what's happening? What's really happening is, think about your own, your own position. I have three boys, and the only way my wife and I can get our boys is to text them. They do not do voicemail. Email's too slow, but texting is immediate. And what's happening is, because the 24 and unders use texting so much, it's causing parents and then grandparents to really adopt texting as a major channel to connect with their kids and grandkids. So now that you see some of the data around how people are using their phones, step back for a second and look at what is it that you'd like to do with your shoppers or target shoppers as a retailer. And we like to think of it as, let's create a conversation with the shoppers. What if they could use their mobile phones to enter your sweepstakes and you could capture all the data that you normally capture if you drive them online, a name, an address, opt them into your email program, and now opt them into your mobile programs. You can receive coupons to go to the store, whether that's triggering a print-at-home coupon, sending something directly to a loyalty card, or what about even a debit or credit card, sending it directly to your phone if you have a not sophisticated point-of-sale system, or you actually can read a barcode. And then finally, we can send promo codes that drive people to web to receive a certain value. One of the interesting applications that some of our retail clients are doing is to essentially enable consumers to first request a loyalty card or a shopper card, update the data associated with the card, and activate it to drive consumers to the store. And finally, you can do all sorts of branding exercises. You can link people back to your site, your video, your social media platforms, or an app that you've just built. And the key thing is that we can do this from any piece of media. So now all of your offline media, print, TV, in-store, et cetera, now becomes actionable and as interactive as any online or social media exercise. So let's look at how some of our clients are using ShopText. This is a simple example in print in Fitness Magazine, where CVS was looking to drive shoppers to their store with a free sample giveaway. You receive some goodies here from great brands and a tote bag. And this is, you simply texted CVS to 467-467. Now, this offer was limited to the first 1,000 people. And the 1,000 were gone in literally minutes. And then the brand was able to continue after the 1,000 and say, oh, sorry, the gift bag is no longer available. Would you like to enter to win one of 50 CVS gift cards, and engage over 20,000 people, capturing some very rich data along the way. Here we see essentially a billboard for a grand opening for a store for Vitamin Shop. What could you do? You could text in Vitamin, and we're going to give you a coupon for 20% off your purchase that you can take into the store, and so on. Even if you don't have a sophisticated point-of-sale system, you can very simply drive consumers in. As you can see, here's a Hungry Howie's pizza example in print that says, just text Howie to 467467 and get a free Howie bread with any purchase. So if I'm a person with a basic flip phone, on the left, I receive a message from Hungry Howie's that says, show this message at participating stores, and you'll receive a free crazy bread with your purchase and when it expires. And right embedded there is a link, and I can send people off to a WAP page that has some content. I could show this if I happen to have a smartphone when I show up in the store. So retailers can, in addition to delivering coupons to the phone or via print, et cetera, we can send them directly to shopper cards and along the way update the loyalty card data. This is an example from Dale Hayes where you could enter to win a free holiday dinner. All you have to do is text in with your shopper card number, opt into their mobile club, and now you've entered to win that holiday dinner. And below that, take it to the next level. What if it's free movie night and we could text in movie fun and get Pop Secrets, Gobstoppers, and Raisinets coupons on our shopper card, and all of us texting in each get a unique code for the free Redbox movie on the way out of the store? These are the types of things that really are quite compelling for consumers, and it really does build not just a conversation but true loyalty. On the back of all the promotions, once we engage a shopper from television, print, radio, billboards, and provide them with some level of value, think about a value exchange. We gave you a coupon. We gave you a sample. We gave you some information. On the back of that is a very natural moment to say, and would you like to receive special offers from our store? Join our mobile platform, our mobile club, our mobile newsletter. We can do that on the back of those promotions, but in addition, we can very simply deploy widgets across the web that can be used, as you see here, by Shop and Save, to opt people into their mobile club right on Facebook. You enter your mobile number here, click go, and your phone goes off, and we're going to ask you for your shopper card. And now the retailer has a direct-to-consumer channel to do very interesting things from some of the brands selling through their store, but also to drive sales for events and any upcoming programs that they're looking to launch. So Karen talked about how social media is impacting the real world and real world actions of consumers. We like to look at mobile as really blurring the line between what is considered offline or online. And what you see here is we can opt consumers into a retailer's mobile club on their homepage, on their Facebook page, in display ads, and we can deliver coupons to them in direct mail pieces, inserts into circulars, and then once we've opted consumers in to receive offers from a retail partner, now you can communicate directly to those shoppers. And this is not, you know, here's your horoscope or the sports score. This is things like the first 10,000 people to reply X will receive this value sent directly to their loyalty card, and you can really see the impact on shopper trips, basket size, and more. So one of the interesting things that you can do when it comes to activating your media is use unique keywords in every piece of media by promotion type, and you will learn very quickly how do shoppers reply to promotions in magazines versus radio versus TV versus billboards or in-store ads. You can see the activity level, how many people are engaging with your brand in real time, the moment your media hits the market, what time of day, and if you are capturing any zip code or geolocation, we can say here's where everybody is that's engaging with this offer. So in the end, if you step back, you know, there's a very interesting battle going underway right now in the landscape that has brands and retailers, carrier phones, phone companies, billing and credit and debit providers, and media companies all vying for ownership of the customer. And retailers are in a unique position to activate all of their media, associate loyalty cards, debit and credit cards with the shopper mobile telephone numbers and create a new direct-to-consumer channel. And the key is engaging those shoppers, providing a value exchange, and that is going to set up, using promotions, it's going to set up a whole new opportunity for mobile commerce. And what does that look like? look something like this, where a consumer can see an ad or a catalog or hear or see something on TV and with a simple text message, buy product. And that is where we see mobile commerce going, in addition to the kind of activities you've seen in commerce related to apps and social media. So thank you very much.
All right. Again, thank you guys both for being here today and being a part of the show. On behalf of Retail Online Integration Magazine, I want to thank you again for viewing this virtual conference and expo session. Please do be sure to check out the agenda for the rest of the day today. We have several wonderful sessions lined up and encourage you to view as many as you can. Remember, if you can't watch them live, add them to your briefcase and view at your convenience in the on-demand environment. Have